5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Let's look at payday. The games on Sunday. We'll start with the 1 o'clockers. The Patriots and Jets hooking up at Snoopy in East Rutherford at MetLife. New England laying 2.5. 40 and a hook is the number. The Patriots are 3-4 now after their humiliating loss to the Bears on Monday Night Football up at Gillette in Foxborough. They're 2-2 on the streets. Jets 5-2, 1-2 at home. And New England is favored here against the Jets. The Jets 5-2, but the Pats are still favored. Go figure. The Jets continue to get it done. They've won 4 in a row. It all started after losing to the Bengals 27-12 in East Rutherford. Then they went to Pittsburgh and came storming back to beat the Steelers late 24-20. Then they crushed the Dolphins at Snoopy 40-17. They went to Lambeau and humiliated the Packers 27-10. Then they went out to the Mile High City and shut down the Broncos 16-9. Now they go home to see Belichick. And we're going to find out what it's like to have the Jets on the field without Breece Hall, who blew out his ACL. Now they get the guy Robinson from the Jags in a trade, and their running game may never be the same. I like Carter, and now you got Carter and Robinson. We'll see how it all pans out. The Steelers go to Philadelphia to take on the undefeated Eagles, who are 6-0 and 3-0 at the link. Remember, the Steelers, if you can even believe it, haven't won in Philly since 1965, the year that I was born, of all things. Pittsburgh's a lowly 2-5, 1-3 away. Philadelphia laying 11, 43 is the number. Hurts has thrown for 1,500 yards and 6 touchdowns. Miles Sanders at 485 on the ground with 4 TDs. A.J. Brown's been a huge addition for Philly, 503 yards and 2 TDs. Philly's coming off a bye, but they've won every game, and now they take on the horrible Steelers at home, no less. Pittsburgh's coming off the loss in Miami at Hard Rock on Sunday night, 16-10 to the Dolphins. Before that, they beat the Buccaneers in Pittsburgh 20-18. We got another breakfast at Tiffany's, Broncos and Jags at 9:30 East from Wembley Stadium in London. The Jags are laying 2.5, 39.5 the number. Both of these teams are a miserable 2-5. The Broncos have lost 4 in a row at the Raiders, 32-23, against the Colts in Denver, 12-9 in overtime, at the Chargers, 19-16, and against the Jets last week, 16-9. They're getting Russell Wilson back, at least, allegedly. Meanwhile, the Jags have lost four in a row. Something's got to give. They lost at Philly by 8 against the Texans at home, 13-6. That was embarrassing. At Indy, they lost by a touchdown. And against the Giants in Jacksonville last Sunday, 23-17, G-Men got it done. So both of these teams are spiraling downward. The Panthers go to see the Falcons at the Benz in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 4.5. 41 is the number. Panthers 2-5. They haven't won on the road yet. The Falcons, meanwhile, are 3-4 and 2-1 in Hot Town. Carolina's coming off the stunning win over the Buccaneers, 21-3 in Charlotte, with P.J. Walker handling the quarterback responsibilities for the Panthers all of a sudden. Meanwhile, the Falcons have lost 2 of 3. They lost to the Bengals in the Queen City, big 35-17. Before that, they doubled up the Niners, beat them by 2 touchdowns in Atlanta. And prior to that, they lost at Raymond James when they got robbed against the Bucs with the terrible roughing the passer penalty against Jarrett when he sacked Brady easily. A horrible call. And they came back from down 21-0, put 15 on the board, would have got the ball, had a chance to win. But instead, the ref screwed it up for them. And now they're taking on the Panthers in Atlanta and see if they can turn things around. I don't think Mariota's been that bad. Over 1,179 yards and 7 touchdowns. I love this kid, London, the draft pick. He's already got a couple of touchdowns. They got to throw the ball more to him. The Bears and Cowboys hook up at Jerry's World in Arlington. Dallas 5-2, 3-1 at home. The Bears, they stunned the Pats on Monday Night Football in Foxborough. They're now 3-4, 1-3 away. They finally look good with Justin Fields running and throwing the ball. They got them both clicking against the Pats. Can they do it again on the road in Dallas? The Cowboys are favored by 9.5. 42.5 is the number. Fields now over 1,000 yards and 5 TDs. Of course, Dak came back last week finally from his thumb injury and whipped up on the Lions 24-6. They did great without him, winning 4 games with Cooper Rush before they lost to the Eagles 26-17 at the Link in Philly. But they went home and handled Detroit. Now they have the Bears in Dallas and another win possibly, and it puts them at 6-2 if they get it done. The Dolphins and Lions hook up at Ford Field in the Motor City. Miami's laying 3.5. 51.5 is the number. The Fins are 4-3. They're 1-2 on the road. Meanwhile, the lowly Lions are 1-5 and 1-2 at home. And I'll tell you what, Dan Campbell's excuses are getting stale, aren't they? Miami had lost 3 in a row until they beat the Steelers 16-10 on Sunday night at Hard Rock. Now they have Detroit on the road. The Lions have been reeling. They've lost 4 in a row. It started at Minnesota when they lost by 4. Then they lost to the Seahawks at home 48-45. That was bad enough. But then they went to Foxborough and got shut out 29-0. And then to Dallas, they followed that up with another bad road performance, losing 24-6 to the boys. The Cardinals go to Minneapolis to U.S. Bank to take on the 5-1 Vikings, who are undefeated 3-0 at home. Minnesota laying 3.5, 49 is the number. The Cardinals are 3-4, but they are 2-1 away from the desert. And they're coming off a win. They finally won a game at home. It only took them a year. 42-34, they beat the Saints. Now they hit the road to see the Vikings, who've been great in their building. They beat the Lions, Saints, and Bears all at U.S. Bank. Then they went to Miami and beat the Dolphins 24-16. And the Vikes are in first place in the North at 5-1. Green Bay and Chicago chasing them. They're both 3-4 and way behind. The Lions season is already over. The Raiders and Saints are playing at the Superdome in New Orleans. Vegas laying 1.5 as the road favorite. 49.5 is the number. The Raiders are 2-4. They're 0-3 on the road. The Saints are 2-5 and 1-3 at home. I thought the Raiders looked fantastic against the Texans in Sin City, blowing them out 38-20. They got this one on the road. Then they go to Jacksonville after that, so a two-game road trip. The Saints, meanwhile, have lost 5 of 6 and 2 in a row. They lost to the Bengals 30-26. They went to Arizona and lost 42-34. Bottom line is, they've been terrible. On top of that, they're in last place in the NFC South. The Titans go to Houston to take on the Texans. Tennessee only laying 2 here. 40 and a hook is the number. The Titans are in first place. They're 4-2, 2-1 on the road, taking on the Texans, who are 1-4-1 and 0-1-1 at home at NRG Stadium in H-Town. The Texans coming off that bad game in Vegas, losing 38-20. Meanwhile, the Titans have won 4 in a row. Remember, it started when they beat the Raiders by 2, went to Indy and won by a touchdown, went to D.C. and stopped the Commanders on the last play of the game, winning 21-17. Then they beat the Colts at Nissan in Smashville last week by 9. What a thrill it'll be for everyone to go to see the Commanders and Colts at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis. The Colts now have Sam Ehlinger as their quarterback, whatever that means. Indy laying 3, 39.5 is the number. The Commanders have ice-cold Heineken at quarterback now instead of Wentz, who's injured and probably finished as the starter because Heineken's going to steal his job. They're 3-4 and 1-2 away. Colts 3-3-1 and 2-1 at home at Lucas Oil. The Colts are coming off the loss in Nashville, and they benched their quarterback Matt Ryan for Ehlinger. The Niners play the Rams at SoHi in Inglewood. In Lipstick City, San Francisco laying 1.5, 43 is the number. The Rams are 3-3 and 2-2 at home. Meanwhile, the Niners are 3-4 and 1-3 away. They're coming off that horrible loss to the Chiefs at Levi's in Santa Clara. The Rams had a bye, but they're coming off that win easy over the Panthers 24-10 in L.A. The Giants play in Seattle. The Seahawks are favored by 3. 44.5 is the number. The Seahawks are now 4-3 and 2-1 at home. G-Men 6-1 and 3-0 away. And they got it done in Jacksonville last week when no one thought they would. I did, though. I hit the Giants. Packers and Bills Sunday night in Orchard Park. How about this? Bills laying 11.5. 47.5 is the number. How about giving that many points to Aaron Rodgers? They're 3-4, the Packers, 1-2 away. Bills 5-1, 2-0 at home. Monday night, Bengals and Browns in Cleveland. Cincy favored by 3.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.